This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi reached Apulia last night on a two-day visit to Italy at the invitation of its Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is also expected to hold a series of bilateral meetings and discussions with world leaders. Mr. Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Japanese PM Fumio Kishida, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is Prime Minister Modi's first overseas visit after assuming office for the third consecutive term. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. The Prime Minister said during the discussions at the outreach session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa, and the Mediterranean. He said it will be an opportunity to bring greater synergy between the outcomes of the G20 summit held under India's presidency and the forthcoming G7 summit and deliver on issues which are crucial for the global south. G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying the mortal remains of 45 Indian nationals who lost their lives in the devastating fire in Kuwait landed at the Cochin International Airport in Kerala this morning. The remains of 45 Indian nationals were flown back home from Kuwait. The bodies of 31 victims were deboarded at Cochin International Airport. The tragic fire incident took place at a labor housing facility in the Mangav area of Kuwait on Wednesday. Talking to media, Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, who coordinated with the Kuwaiti government for the early repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased, thanked the Kuwaiti authorities for all possible help. Meanwhile, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has lauded the efforts of the central government in coordinating with the Kuwaiti authorities and ensuring the swift repatriation of the mortal remains of those killed in the fire mishap in that country. Speaking to media persons at the Cochin International Airport, the Chief Minister said the central government effectively intervened and coordinated with the Kuwaiti authorities during the worst crisis faced by the Indians working abroad. In Sikkim, at least 6 persons were killed and 2,000 tourists are stranded as massive landslides triggered by incessant rainfall caused devastation in Mangan district. Surging water levels of the Teesta River led to the collapse of both an old suspension bridge and a newly constructed Bailey Bridge at Sang Lang, cutting off the crucial connection to the Zongu region of North Sikkim. In Namchi and Gangtok district, various rural roads have been swept away due to heavy rainfall. The India Meteorological Department has said that heavy to extremely heavy rainfall will continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and other parts of Northeast India till 19th of this month. Meanwhile, no respite from heat wave is likely over northern parts of the country. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning for some parts of North India, including Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said heat wave will continue to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The United States and Ukraine have signed an agreement laying out Washington's long-term security relationship with Kyiv on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed the bilateral deal that comes after 15 countries concluded similar long-term security agreements with Kyiv, including Britain, France and Germany. According to media reports, the arrangements broadly regulates cooperation between the two countries at all possible levels, including with regard to military equipment, training and maneuvers. However, the agreement makes no promises to supply specific weapon systems to Ukraine. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.